Hello, 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 people. Wow, I'm so excited about today's show, and I'm just so excited to be back for 2022. Today is February the 9th, and I'm excited about the Stay Strong and Stand show and what it's doing in people's lives and how people are listening. So listen, join, subscribe, be a subscriber to the show. I have missed you guys. I have been, doing some things, and I'm in moving transition right now, so I haven't been recording. But now I have a tablet, I have a new phone, so we are going to have a great show today, and it's going to be for 15 minutes. And the reason why I record the shows for 15 minutes is because I don't want you to get bored. I want to say what I have to say, sum it up, and I also can do part two of the show if I feel like I have more to say. A little bit about the Stay Strong and Stand show. It was created in 2011 on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to author Alijah Bennett blogtalkradio.com/author Alijah Bennett. And then it was mentioned to me, did I know about podcasting 2 years ago? I was on Facebook and I had told the lady, no, I didn't know about podcasting. And she said, I think that this would benefit you. I think this is something that you should be doing. And when I tapped into podcasting, oh my goodness. Now the Stay Strong and Stand show is on Zimmy Stream. We're on Google, we're on Apple iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on Radio Stitcher. The Stay Strong and Stand show is everywhere. All you have to do is talk to your phone, say, I want to listen to the Stay Strong and Stand show with Alijah Bennett. Or just say, the Stay Strong and Stand show, and you will be plugged in, and you will get 15 minutes of inspiration, empowerment, love, encouragement, healing, forgiveness. I mean, the show is awesome. So without further ado, let me go back. A little bit about me. If this is your first time listening to the show, I am a self-published author of 14 titles. Some of those titles are All I Can Do Is Stand, All I Can Do Is Stand Part 2, Poems from the Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul, Unlocking the Doors of the Spoken Word, I Can't Breathe, Thoughts Deeply Rooted Within Me. Those are some of the titles right there. I also have a gospel CD called Gratitude to God, and it's well-known hymns that I'm singing. So these are songs that we all know. And these books and music can be bought on Amazon, any online store of your choice, of your choosing, wherever you shop, your favorite online store, you should be able to get some of those books. The books are $7. So please support me. I would definitely appreciate it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Today's show is You Don't Need Me, You Don't Need Nobody. I'm going to say that one more time. Today's show is titled You Don't Need Me, You Don't Need Nobody. Now, I know y'all probably wondering, why did she title the show that? I'm going to tell you why I titled the show this. There was a guy that I was interested in. Probably didn't really have no business being interested because he's like 10, 11 years younger than me. And I find that the older I get, the better I look. So now I'm getting these guys in their 20s and 30s trying to holler at a sister. And their mentality, their mental state is not good. And being in the shelter system, which I am in the shelter system still for 1 year, trying to get an apartment, doing what I have to do, and it just hasn't been working out for me. But I believe that God has something special for me, a nice place for me. And it doesn't pay to rush and live somewhere where you're not comfortable and you're going to feel unsafe. So I'm being patient with that. So I did tell this person that I needed him, you know, because when you're in a shelter system and you don't have nobody reaching out to you, you sort of feel a little depressed, you feel a little alone. You know, you got God and a few people that call you, but, and then also being celibate and not having a man, so then you one day you just meet somebody and you're like, oh wow, I like him, man. You know what I mean? Your desires, you know, you fall, you know. And as you entwine and converse with the person, you find that conversing in conversation, he's not on your level. Actually, he's not on any level. And then there was one day he told me, when I said, I need you in this process, you know. He said, you don't need me. You don't need nobody. And don't you know that stuck to me? Like, I never forgot it. And I was trying to come up with a topic for the show today, and that came in my mind. Now, the reason why I titled it this, because we really have to be careful what we say to people. Because when he said that to me, I went in my room, and I said, he said, you don't need me. You don't need nobody. Now, I know I need God. And I know I need love in the world. I need money to buy things like soap and deodorant and food. Need. We all need somebody. Don't ever let somebody tell you, that's just not the person. No, I don't need you. Since you feel that I don't need you, there's other people that need me. There's other people that I could rely on. So, when people say things to you, it depends on what kind of mindset you have, where your mind is, how strong your mind is. Because some people could get really depressed. They could start drinking. They'll go get high. They'll feel that they have nobody. We have to be careful what we say to people. What comes out of our mouths, we have to sometimes think before we speak. Is this going to hurt? Is this going to afflict? Is this going to bring someone down? And that's why I have the Stay Strong and Stand show, to elevate, to motivate, to empower, to strengthen, to encourage, to uplift, not tear down. Someone comes to me, because, yeah, I got a big mouth sometimes. I didn't always have a big mouth. You know, I was very shy, and, you know, I was raised to be quiet, shut up, sit down, sit in the corner, be quiet, don't say a word, you better not cry. You know, that's how I was brought up. But, now I'm very outspoken, being in radio and podcasting and writing books and singing. I'm very outspoken. I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind and how I feel, because it is real and it is what it is. You don't need me. You don't need nobody. Yes, you do. We all do. We are human beings. And when you reach your 40s, you're going to realize your body is going to change, and you're going to realize, wow, you need that intimacy. You need that kiss. You need that hug. But we don't have to get it from somebody that says to us, you don't need me. You don't need nobody. How can somebody tell you that you don't need nobody in this world? You need the supermarket because you have to go in and buy food. You need to wear clothes because we can't walk outside naked. So you need the clothing stores to clothe your body. You need the shoe stores to put shoes on your feet because you can't walk outside barefoot because there's things on the ground that could cut you, right? We need water in our bodies so we can be hydrated. Without water, you need water. You will be dehydrated. Am I right or wrong? Just like the COVID vaccinations, you need to be vaccinated. You need to be boosted. Let me tell you why. I caught COVID in January 1st, and I didn't get no symptoms. Why? Because I was fully vaccinated. And just recently, I got the booster shot. It's a need. We need food to survive. We need water for hydration. We need each other for support. We need a hug. We need genuine people in our lives. So if we're feeling down in our spirits and we're having a bad day at work, or the kids are getting on your nerves, you gotta pick up the phone. You need to talk to your best friend. You need to talk to your sister, your brother, your mother, or your father. And when you don't have none of them, we all need to talk to God, to pray to God, to listen to His voice. He speaks to your spirit. He really does, because He'll tell me to go left, go right. He'll tell me no, mm-mm. You know, and he's given me the spirit of discernment where I can see who's for me and who's not. And I'm not going to say it doesn't hurt when I know that this person is not for me. So, yes, today's title of the show is You Don't Need Me, You Don't Need Nobody. And I already broke it down to you that if someone ever tells you that, you'll be like, you might not want me in your life. That's why you're saying I don't need you. But I would tell this person, I need God and I need love in my life. And God will send love in your life. You got to shoot that back. And see, the thing is, I didn't shoot him back. Like, I just, sometimes being a Cancer sign, I can't respond to some things because it's shocking. It's shocking. You know what I'm saying? Some things that people say to me is very shocking. So I have to walk away, and then when I walk away and think about it, I'm like, why would someone say that to me? Why? So, you know, the maturity level, you know, I just found out that wasn't for me, you know, and you can probably still have feelings for people that hurt you. Isn't that something? Women, men, think about that for a moment. Have you ever just still have feelings for people that hurt you, that constantly hurt you, that mislead you, that play with your feelings, play with your emotions, mislead you, misguide you, sell you all these promises? It's like women being in the shelter. A man says, oh, I can't get with you right now, but when you get your own place, I'll get with you. Let me repeat that. Say, for instance, a woman is in the shelter system, and a man, he acts as if he likes her. He knows that she likes him. And he tells her, my job comes first. I gotta put my job first. But when you get your own place, I'll see you. So he done put you on a back burner. He done made you second fiddle, maybe third or fourth fiddle. So me being a woman, 48 going on 49, I have been through all of that. I have been through it. And I won't, if I can't be first, I won't be last. We have to love ourselves enough to walk away from the bullcrap. We have to love ourselves enough to know that we deserve better. We deserve love. We deserve to be loved. We deserve to be admired, appreciated, spoiled, because I'm a spoiled brat. You can't spoil me. Bye, see you later. You know, I'm learning that in today's world, you know, we have a lot of gay people, and then the straight people, they're acting like they're gonna live forever. People really acting like this world will not come to an end one day, and they're living forever. Love is just being said and not being shown. It's so easy to say I love you when you know you really don't. It's so easy to say you like me when you know you really don't. It's so easy to say you want me when you know you really don't. It's so easy to say you appreciate me when you know you really don't. It's so easy to say I'm beautiful when deep down inside you're looking at me like, yeah, I just want to hit that and forget that and quit that. So, I hope that you all grasp what I was trying to say in the show title, You Don't Need Me, You Don't Need Nobody, and what I said, yes, you do. Yes, you do. This was 15 minutes of inspiration, encouragement, some knowledge for your mind. Let's change our mindsets. Because once you change your mindset, you change your whole life. Once you change the things you read, the things you watch on TV, you could change your whole life. Once you change your surroundings, people, places, and things, you can change your whole life. Change your life today. Change your mindset. Be free from all negativity and be around the positivity, the positive people, and positivity rules. I want to thank you all for listening to the Stay Strong and Stand Show. As usual, I give you a 15-minute bowl of inspiration and truth serum. Anchor.fm/Alija, A-L-E-J-A. If you would like to email me, you can email me at Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, Alija, A-L-E-J-A, 1973. @gmail.com. And you can listen to this show on Spotify, Google, Apple, iTunes, any of your favorite podcast apps. Just go on your phone, touch the speaker, say, I want to listen to the Stay Strong and Stand Show. And you have a choice. You can listen and you can, it's very easy to find a way to listen to this show. I appreciate you. I love you all with the love of Christ. I want to thank you once again. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell everyone you know to listen to the Stay Strong and Stand Show. Peace. Hello, 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 hello. This is Alija Bennett, and I want to welcome you and thank you for listening to a 15-minute bowl of inspiration right here, the Stay Strong and Stand Show. I have been recording since 2011 on Blog Talk Radio, and as of, it will be 3 years this December of 2022 that I have been on podcast platform, the podcast platform, basically. And it's been a joy. It's been a thrill. It's been fun coming out for just 15 minutes, giving you some encouragement, some uplifting, some life-changing stories, true stories, my story, how I have survived and overcome. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your leisure and your busy schedule just to listen to the Stay Strong and Stand Show. We're going to do part two today. We're going to do part two today of You Don't Need Me, You Don't Need Nobody. We're going to do part two of You Don't Need Me, You Don't Need Nobody. I know y'all probably saying, what kind of title is that and why would she title that? Let me ask you all a question. Look back over your life and has anybody ever said that you didn't need them, or you don't need nobody, or you don't need a man, or you don't need a husband, or you don't need love, or you don't need kids. Someone has told you something like that in your life. If you just think back for a moment, you don't need that job, you don't need that money, you don't need to play that lottery ticket, you don't need to go to church. Someone has told you something that they should not have said. And because they have said it, you may have changed your life. You may have changed your mindset. You could have been more than what you are today, or you could have been where you should be and you're not where you should be, all because of the things that people say out of their mouths. I'm recording part two of this show because it was said to me, you know, it was said to me by a man, someone that I was falling in lust with. I thought I was falling in love, but I think it was like more like lust. But it took me months to get over him. And even though I never was intimate with him, and even though we never were together, I had strong feelings. And to this day, I don't know what it was. It was like when I first saw him, he captivated me. But he was 10 years younger than me, and I pursued him, and, you know, oh, his job come first. He told me everything that he wanted to tell me, nothing that I wanted to hear. And basically, I was just waiting for him.
and he would tease me. Oh, I'm gonna do this to you. Oh, I'm gonna turn you out. Oh, he just would just say things to lead me on. Basically, he was leading me on. And then one day, I think I had said I needed him because, you know, I've been alone for a couple of years. I've been by myself. And, you know, I was like, I need you. And he was like, you don't need me. You don't need nobody. And the situation I was in at the time, being in the shelter system, you would tell a woman that she doesn't need anybody. Let me tell you something. In this life, we need people. We need love. We need people. We need food. We need water. We need a spoken word. We need confidence. We need romance. We need attention. We need affection. We need love. We need everything positive for our mind, spirit, body, and soul. And it depends on how strong you are. Because if you're not strong, today is the day that you need to get strong. And getting strong is just surrendering your will, your stresses, your depression, your abuse, your addictions. Just surrendering it to a higher power. And we already know who my higher power is, and that's God. So once I surrendered that to him, God gave me a heart of forgiveness. He started to heal me from within to without. I don't look like the person I used to look. My skin is clear. I'm looking beautiful. I don't look like that hurt little girl. I don't look like what I've been through. In my 48 years of life, people have said things. And sometimes, I don't know if it's because I'm a Cancer sign, but sometimes I don't really feel what they say when they say it, because I'm the type of person that I'm really not expecting any negative feedback from people, or any negative words, or any negative sayings or slangs, or, you know, I'm really not looking for that. So when people say it to me, even to this day, I go in my place, you know, where I'm by myself, and I'm like, did she just say that to me? Did he just, why didn't I say anything? And I believe it's like this. When you ask God for something, he gives it to you. I ask God to humble me, and he humbles me immediately in these situations to where I can't say nothing. Not because I'm a punk, not because, you know, you don't have to curse people out every time they say something stupid. Look who it's coming from. Look where it's coming from. They're probably hurting. They probably don't love themselves. They probably think they're the ugliest person in the world. They probably think they're the fattest person in the world. Their self-esteem is shot. So I'm not going to shoot you if you already shot. But we have people that will try to shoot you every day with their words. And what will you say? What will you do? How will you come out of what people say? Because a lot of things that people say really cut like a wound. It causes you to bleed out. By the words, the tongue can say some mean, evil, twisted, wicked things. But when someone says, you don't need me, you don't need nobody, that's a person you're supposed to stay away from. That's a person that you're supposed to walk away from. Because that's a person that has to be jealous of you. That's a person that want to see you all alone. Because that person see you up here. That person see your level of intelligence. That person can probably see where you're going. God probably showed them something and they like didn't like what they saw. You know what I'm saying? So by this person trying to destroy your mental state, don't allow that. Because that's just going to slow your progress from being that professional person that you're supposed to be. I'm talking about from being that writer, that singer, that professional nanny, that nurse, that doctor, that lawyer, that police officer, that artist, whoever it is that you want to be. We can't let words words from people's tongue, from people's lips, from people's mouths, from people's twisted feelings, from people's behavior affect us, stop us, reject us, abandon us, put a claim on us to stop pursuing our goals, pursuing our dreams. Because you dream to become, for it to become a reality. You don't dream to just be a dreamer. Because you know we have dream killers. Someone will kill your dream in an instant. You don't need me. You don't need to sing. You don't need to eat that. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. And one thing I don't like is somebody telling me what to do. Tell your own self what to do. Don't tell me what to do. If you're going to tell me what to do, make sure it's something positive. But you don't have to tell me that, because I'm going to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we even get jobs. They always saying, telling you what to do, when you're almost 50 years old and you've been doing that same job for years, and then you start working for this company and they're telling you, do it this way. And you're looking at them like, whatever. Because you already know what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? You already been to school for childcare. You already been to school for nurse, for doctor, whatever it is. You already advanced in that career. You already knowledgeable of what to do. You know what I'm saying? So in life, you just got to take a stand and know who you are and do you. Do your job to the best of your ability. Whatever I do in my life, I do it to the best of my ability. I do it to perfection. I do it without even thinking that I can't do it. I always do it with a smile. I always do it with respect. No orientation, no classics could ever teach me that, because I was born with that. I was born with respect. I was born intelligent. You know, so when you know who you are, you can't put your head down. You gotta always walk with your head up. Whenever I'm on a train, I got my head up. When I find myself putting my head down, I slowly lift my head up. When I'm walking down a block, as soon as the head go down, the head is lifted. Keep your head up at all times. I don't care if you're 300 pounds. You keep your head up at all times, because you are needed by someone in this world. And you need people in this life. We all need a hug. We all need a kiss. We all need love. But it all starts with loving ourselves. And then sometimes when people see you love on yourself too much, they want to destroy you. They'll come into your life and act like they love you just to destroy you. So people, we have to be very careful about the people that we allow to enter into our lives. Because we all know what the Bible says, those of you who are listening and that are Christians, that the devil comes to seek, kill, and destroy. Don't be destroyed. This is a new year, 2022. And yes, the devil is on a rampage. The devil is busy. We got killings. We got muggings. We got COVID. We got disobedient kids. Kids hitting their mothers, kids shooting up schools. We got so much going on. Positivity is needed. You are needed. You are special. You are amazing. You are fabulous. You are beautiful. And if you want to tap into that, you have to let go of negative people, places, and things, and surroundings. Get alone by yourself. Get that healing. Get that forgiveness. Do a whole U-turn. Ask God to help you. Put it all down at His feet. You ain't got to call nobody on the phone. All you got to do is give it to Him. Once you start giving, you will never go hungry. You will even never go broke. Once you start giving and forgiving and living and healing and loving and pursuing your dreams, watch how your life changes. You could be in a homeless shelter like I am. I'm in a homeless shelter. I'm in a hotel. Yes, I am, Alijah Bennett, for 1 year now. I'm in a nice hotel room. I live like a princess in the shelter system. But guess what? I am working hard so that I could walk into my apartment, even though I had a couple of apartments in my life. But I'm working hard to get that apartment that I want, or maybe that house that I want. So in order for me to have that, I have to work. In order for you to want a house, you have to work. So these are things that we have to do. Get an education, work, do what we have to do to get the things that we want. I have to go through things in life, being a podcast host and being the artist of Gratitude to God, the gospel CD that I wrote, and also the 14 self-published books that I wrote on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. You could go into the library, tell them to order my books if you can't afford the $7, you can order them. But I've never given up on my dreams. I still pursue them, even though people don't buy a book, even though people may not listen to the show. I have never given up. So I'm going to leave you with that. I really hope that you all enjoyed this 15-minute bowl of inspiration from yours truly, Alijah Bennett. And I want to thank you all for listening to and tuning in to the Stay Strong and Stand Show.